Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
People are sharing the cultural rules that totally make sense where they live, but might seem strange in other parts of the world.
Okay.
So this is stuff. I find this interesting because maybe because I haven't been around that much. So they say, what's a cultural rule that makes sense to people who are there, but seems strange to outsiders? In Poland, if you visit someone, you will be offered tea or something to eat. You are not supposed to accept.
Oh.
Or you will make an impression you just came over to eat someone's food.
Oh.
As a host, you are not supposed to accept rejection. So you are supposed to insist.
And then what finally happens at the end?
Maybe just a little bit. Have a little bit. And your guest cheerfully agrees for a teeny weeny piece of whatever you've offered.
Oh. So you just give them like a crumb.
It's a battle.
That is so effing stupid.
It is so annoying. I agree.
I've heard this one. I don't know if it's not Poland, but Switzerland or something, where no one's allowed to take the last piece of something or the last slice.
Oh.
So you just have to waste it.
So the pizza?
Nope, it's rude.
Well, what if I just cut like a little sliver off of that? Just leave the tiniest little sliver of cake.
Yeah, I bet you could do that.
Yeah. Here, I left a bite.
In Estonia, summer white nights. Don't worry, I looked it up. I'll get to that.
Okay.
In Estonia, summer white nights are for living, not for sleeping. It can be 11 p.m. on a Tuesday and seniors are out doing yoga in the park. Parents are on the playground with small children or even older children are out with friends and riding their bikes around the neighborhood. Even in the center of capital city, there they are.
They're, if it's light out, they're awake.
And so I looked it up and it says here that in Estonia, the white nights occur during summer when its northern latitude causes the sun to set late and rise early, leaving the night sky in constant twilight.
Oh.
It never goes pitch black during these couple months, and it is tradition or...
It never goes pitch black, huh?
No. And so there's like at least 19 hours of daylight, and people are expected to take advantage of that. Be out. On the contrary, in the dark winters, they hibernate. They stay in.
Oh. I wonder if that translates over to like their work situations and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, do you work more in the light and have more time off in the dark?
I've never been to Estonia, but that would be a good question to ask. In Denmark, it's very common to see prams. Don't worry, I looked it up. It's very common to see prams outside cafes with babies sleeping in them, even on cold days. You know what a pram is?
I do.
What is it?
It's a baby carriage. It's a pram. No? I feel like you had babies. A pram. But I've heard this, that there's no fear that anyone will leave with your baby. You just leave the baby out there sleeping. You go to the cafe. Then you go look in and find your baby and leave.
I just looked around the room. There's four of us here. All three look back at me nodding, prams. I have never heard that term.
I bet you both your daughters know what a pram is.
Get out of here.
Because they have baby dolls. I don't know. It's just one of those words.
I think I learned it in a movie.
Oh.
Does it stand for parents, resources, and... No, that's different. What is pram?
It's a baby carriage. I picture it more like... a stroller, more like one of those little lay-down prams. It's how you roll your kid around.
A traditional
pram, short for perambulator.
Oh, perambulator.
Typically features a bassinet-style carriage where the infant lies flat.
Yeah. There's a pram right there. Those are what prams look like. It's more like they look like an old-fashioned, like now kids sit in a stroller with their in a seated position. These are like for babies.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard that term. And yes, I used a stroller a lot. I've mostly used one of those baby Bjorns. That was my preferred way to carry the kids.
They get too heavy, put them in a backpack.
I was still down. It was more worthwhile for me to have my hands free and be cruising than to, even if it shortened our walk, I'd go that route rather than the stroller. But sometimes, you know.
John would put Riley in a backpack and he'd mow the lawn, and without fail, that kid would just be, he'd be like, you're mowing the lawn.
Yep, I would vacuum the house.
Out like a light.
That's exactly what I did too.
So good. A sleeping baby on your back. Bye.
Let's see here. Let's look elsewhere in the world. In Malaysia, you can renew your passport even on a Sunday and it'll be ready in an hour.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia. Huh. So if you have an expired passport and your flight is tonight, you can go in and get your passport and make that flight that night.
How did they do away with all that red tape? That's amazing. That's the best one so far.
Let's see here. In Cyprus, on your birthday or name day, they call it, you have to treat everyone else.
Oh.
Well, that's a rip.
I'll stay in. I guess that's a way to keep people from, you know, throwing parties.
Yeah, I guess. In Ukraine, I was reprimanded for sitting on a bench outside in the winter. I was told that cold bench causes infertility.
Well, all your junk is right on it.
In Canada, if you accidentally bump into someone, you both apologize.
That's actually true most places. I feel like it's not true here. But I grew up with, if two people bump into each other, no matter whose fault it is, one person, you know, everyone, oh, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, I think that is, let's be kind and polite. Let's overly both. Polite even.
Right.
And when I'm in the grocery store, I always say, pardon me, as I walk in front of you while you're viewing your, if you back up to the, you know, I got to walk through, and we're both being polite. You're giving room for me to pass. I am passing through your sight line and I will say, pardon me.
Which is the way it should be.
Yes. Try to be polite.
Acknowledge other people. Get that you may have, I don't know, in some way inconvenienced them.
In the UK, all major events will invoke a cup of tea. Mum died? Let me make you a cuppa.
Let me make you a cuppa.
House sale fallen through? Let me make you a cuppa. Just had a baby? Cuppa. Bad day at work? Cuppa. Good day at work? Cuppa. That's what they do in the UK.
Gotta have a cuppa.
In Russia, they never gift an even number of flowers, as that is only for funerals.
Oh.
In Southern California, when I saw this, I went, what are we talking about here?
What is it?
They say, we only measure distance in time. How far away is the airport? Could be 1 to 4 hours. Check Google.
There you go. Doesn't really matter how far away it is. What matters is the traffic.
Yeah. They say here that we don't, even if you know where you're going exactly, you will still Google it to find out how long you'll be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
We do learn that lesson here too.
Yeah.
You definitely realize.
Yeah. I remember being late for a shift that started at 2 a.m. at KLOS because I was stuck in a traffic jam at, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning on Sepulveda Boulevard. I'm like, I can't believe it. And of course, I can't call. I can't call and say I'm going to be late because I didn't have a phone.
That's true.
Yeah. It was like probably 91 or 2. I don't have a cell phone.
I have this vision. You just reminded me of something. I used to do surf reports. That's how I started in radio. And as things went along, I was trying to learn radio, but still they were like, no, but you need to keep doing that. We have tons of sponsors for that. You're not done. And this one time, my stupid car broke down and there was no cell phone.
Right.
My car broke down and I ran in flip-flops to make my
call from a payphone. Which kids, when you see one of those, I don't even know if there are anymore. The last one I saw was at the mall like 15 years ago. I'm like, oh my God, kids, it's a payphone.
What I wouldn't give now looking back to just have had a little bob in me and gone, you know what? the world will not end if I don't make this call. You guys will live without your surf report.
Right.
No, I ran in flip-flops.
That's called dedication.
Things are breaking on my feet, and I'm still running for it. I got no time to even kick them off.
Nope. Run for it.
One more, and then I'll do something else. UK, everyone cheers when someone drops a glass in a pub. It stops any awkward silence and makes a minor mishap into a shared, joyous occasion.
You'd think people would do it on purpose.
You would.
Boy, it seems dour in here. Let me drop something. Get everybody all happy.
Opa!
It's what they yell when they break a glass in Greece.
No, you know what's funny? My kids did this thing yesterday with cornstarch and water called Opa.
Oh.
Opa. Uxa. Oh, now I can't remember.
Cornstarch and water?
It makes this thing that's like both solid and liquid. If you hit it, it's solid. And if you touch it lightly, it turns into liquid.
Yeah, I made that once.
Isn't it called Opa? O-O-P-A, I think.
I don't remember.
You did that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were out there doing it yesterday afternoon while I waited for the Xfinity guy.
What fun.
Very cheap slime alternative.
Yeah, and that is one of the things.
And so if you drop it and you slam it down, it smashes into...
It's hard. And you can even... When it's hard, you can break it in half.
Oh.
And then you throw it back down and it's liquid. It's a weird... And it's
is
just...
it oobleck?
That's it. Sorry. What'd you say?
Oobleck.
Oobleck.
You said Opa? Sorry, Opa. It reminded me of that situation. I don't know. What do I know? How about a fast fact?
What were those?
I thought these were all fast facts. It's good.
No, that was just things that happen in other countries that seem weird elsewhere.
That was fun. I actually loved that story. That was good. You've really entertained me today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That is my job here.
It's well done, my friend.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.